Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Topic Thunder, where we answer your question from Discord, Instagram, and all their things. Is it raining, Nico?
I'm not completely calm.
You look like a dog that just saw himself in the mirror for the first time.
What the hell was that? It's thunderclap.
Topic thunder.
Yeah, I know, but holy shit. Wait, you guys all knew that was coming besides me.
I didn't know it was coming, but I knew we had the capabilities.
I was like, did I just press something?
Did I say the secret word?
Yeah, exactly. Password of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, password of the day. All right, this is simple. This is how we do it straight up. Yes, answering your questions. Powerlifting has become a meme.
Ooh.
Ooh. So that, does that mean that we're memes?
I guess.
Yes.
No, you are. I'm not a powerlifter. I mean, he's a coach. We're businessmen, and you're a fucking powerlifter. So of all three of us, you're the meme nerd.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by like a meme. Like,
I guess to me, meme just means a joke, right? Same thing you'd call like a troll, like a bully, you know, to like...
I'll say this. I think there are aspects of powerlifting that are kind of jokish, but I would rather I'd rather dunk on the kids that are using like figure eight fingertip deadlift bar bumper.
That's meme-y.
That's meme-y.
Oh,
that's
so meme-y. I put my lifts on YouTube and now I'm a meme to you, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Damn. There is no Nico without no Mikey.
Oh my goodness.
No. I don't know. I don't think like everything in the sport is like the I don't even know how to put it, most sporting, you know, like it's not like, like obviously, you know, somebody who has like a crazy high arch, like,
right,
you know, I know not everybody's a huge fan of that. As a power lifter, I think that it's a, you know, skillful thing. If you have, it's part of your genetics, whatever. We've had this talk before.
Yep.
On the podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't love it either.
Yeah.
But it's like within the rules. And I don't think it ruins the sport.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's really a tiny little fraction of people. But it's I don't know about a meme.
Are there cliches around powerlifting now? Absolutely.
I would say, just to play devil's advocate, like you could look from the outside in and see that with like some behavior for some people in the industry, the fragmentation of all the different federations.
Yeah.
Right. Like if I'm kind of new to this sport and you're like, you're like, wow, we can't even all lift on the same barbell, you know? I'd be like, oh, right? Like, again, like, my only main reference is basketball, but no one's ever going to come over, and if I have a Wilson and you like Spalding, you're like, I'm not playing. You know what I mean?
Big red hand on it. And then,
yeah.
If it's a chain hoop or chain.
Yeah. You go to the chain net, like, sorry, guys, I'll be back tomorrow. You know, like, you just get shots up. Like, it doesn't really matter. So in that instance, I can understand from people on the outside. And sadly, I don't want to rip on kids that like live for the internet, because I think it all depends on intention. It's really hard to tell intention. I have this conversation with Barquan all the time where we began to film what we do in our lives.
Yeah.
And that's how we became vloggers and content creators or whatever. And many people, but not all, many people nowadays see the money and the fame that comes along, and then they do whatever they see gets likes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, I see these Christian Guzman and these people making so much money doing fitness. I guess I'll be a fitness content creator. And then they just like work out to film it. Yeah. Where I'm working out and I decide to film myself. So in that instance, it could also be meme-y, because from the outside world, they don't know who's a powerlifter and who's not.
Yeah.
So you go to TikTok, and if you're just random and you're slowly getting into fitness, and you see some of this slightly obnoxious style of deadlifts where you're bumper plates to the outside for purely ego reasons, figure eight for purely ego reasons, because I deadlift with bumpers, but it's not to stroke my ego. It's just because I'm lazy and it's the bars that's close. And from the outside, you see that and you're like, oh, that's powerlifting. Right.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I agree.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. And so the outside perspective, it could be a little meme-y. But I don't know. That might be an exaggeration of where the sport's
at. Who said
that
hot take? Was it a powerlifter or was it? I feel like if it's someone that, like you said, like on the outside
Alex
in,
Nano.
That's Nico's girlfriend.
That's
for people who don't know.
Damn, bro, my girlfriend called me a joke.
She said way more than that, but I didn't think it was appropriate to put on air. She's texting me over there. That's wild. All right, so we just all can put that. No meme. I do wonder who said it, because I assume it's someone in the industry. But then the other part of that, too, is like, you know, who's my boy? Gandhi? He said something like,
who's your
be the change you're trying to be in the world. Like, so if you think it's a meme, but you love the sport, do something about it, motherfucker. Nano?
No one's doing anything, though. That's the thing. Like,
whoever asked that question. No, no, we did. We just ran the fattest meet that ever go on the planet. Like, yeah, I think the joke's a fucking sport, and I think everyone fucking sucks. So we ran a dope meet where everyone could have fun and be friends. You know what I mean?
The cream of the crop. Did no one else like it?
Bro? Cream of the crop, baby. Rising to the top, me and you.
Exactly.
Come on, Michelangelo.
We're not bringing that back.
Cowabunga.
Ninja Turtle Smile Part 2.
Cowabunga, kid. Maybe it's just the angle I sit at during this podcast. I can't look at him, you know? I'm waiting for some green ooze or something to whip out a fucking sheath.
And the walls will ooze green slime. Yeah, no, I think the only other part of this question that comes to mind is when people are like the stereotypical power lifter.
Yeah, the opposite. I don't know if you guys ever saw, I think it did pretty well. I don't even know whose YouTube channel it's on, but me and Alan Thrall put on basically an Academy Award winning performance where we decided to each be the extremes of powerlifters. And we called them like the, you know, the calculated technician powerlifter and the shut up and lifter, you know? And so like one's
shut up and lifter, that's amazing.
Shut up and lifter's good, right?
Yeah, that is
so
good.
Like, yeah, one's like waking up with an ammonia hit and the other one won't, like, wipes the chalk off of his plate because it's too many kilograms for his RPE type shit.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? You guys never saw that?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah. Alan went in. I was supporting actor for sure. Alan took the lead on that. Because, yeah, you go too extreme in anything in life, obviously, you're going to hit some fucking jokes.
Yeah, yeah. The one that kind of comes to mind is not even just necessarily those ones, but it's, like, the modern one. Like, you have a mullet.
You wear the pit vipers.
You wear the pit vipers.
Okay. Let's watch where we're throwing shots because I had the mullet in 2015. Some of us, yeah, those are maybe or maybe not my pit vipers to the right. But I had those since 2016. All right, so I'm not saying, you know.
Mike, maybe you're the meme, dude.
Dude, I swear I had a mullet in the fitness industry before anybody. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
2015, 2016?
Yeah.
C-Bum didn't. C-Bum was like 16 in 2016.
That's a big call out saying you originated the mullet over C-Bum, man.
No, I'm not saying I'm as popular as C-Bum or as accomplished by no means, but I had a mullet 5 years before C-Bum. Oh, I can factually show that.
He's a hipster, people.
Yeah, I can factually show
that. All
right,
that. You had to crop in the photo of you with a mullet, like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah. You've seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
It was in there. It was 2016 or 2017 Arnold. I grew the mullet.
Yeah. Yeah. You start a new trend. Get like a freaking mohawk.
I do.
No, like just the mohawk. Like shave the sides.
I just got a haircut. It grows back. I can't shave it every morning, Nico. He's like, there's hair on the sides. Yeah, idiot. My hair grows. I bleached it. All right. I'm setting the trend. I'm bringing Slim Shady back.
Oh, God.
You're perming your shit. My shit's actually curly.
Damn. We should make a bet with our hairs.
All right. What do you want to do?
Who's going bald?
Let's go bald.
I look great.
I told him after Nationals, we're going to do like a really like drastic cut.
All right. Who gets the most shreddy?
Yeah. Who gets the most shreddy?
Who gets the most shreddy and then what? They choose each other's hair?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Down for that.
Okay.
Look
you
me
all
in the eye.
First.
Yeah, I'm down
Nano,
for that.
No, note it in. Put in blocks.
I've already shaved my head.
It's got to be within this year, though.
Yeah, I have done everything except for dye my hair. I've shaved my head. I got
a perm. Pink. You're going to be ninja.
Oh, team flowers pink. Love it.
Fuck, dude.
It turned you into a daisy, you dumb bitch.
Dude, Joe's seen me shred, but I get shreddy.
Yeah, he does get
shreddy. I get shreddy.
100, if you're below 150 pounds, it don't count.
I'm 5'6".
I'm just saying, that point you're starving. You're not even have muscle. You need muscle to be shredded.
I'm not 45 years old. I don't have muscle maturity.
At that point, you're skinny. You could get skinnier than me.
Oh my God.
All right, we'll see. All right, it's not a meme. Thanks for listening. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Nico Flores 83kg on YouTube at Nico Flores.
Nico Flores 150 pounds at Joe. Where can I find you?
You can find me on all the social medias just by typing in Joe Stanek, particularly the Tiki Talkies.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3sb.co clothes available right now. Collab with Game Day and Good Company, and we'll catch you the next one. New episodes Wednesday and Friday.
I am at the Jimmy D on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next time. a little less brain damage that time. Literally, that case up there fell on my head yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
It was. Oh, that one. Okay. Same.
I thought that big, like.
Same difference.
Oh, yeah. I was
no, 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 not the big. No, I would be in the fucking hospital. Yeah. No, it was that.